It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. On Wednesday, a couple of Republican senators introduced legislation to cut legal immigration by half over the course of a decade. Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and David Perdue of Georgia co-authored the bill. It's called the RAISE Act, Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment. President Trump praised that bill to reporters yesterday.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy. The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced.
Now, shortly afterwards, senior policy advisor Stephen Miller gave a press briefing at the White House. But that briefing erupted when Jim Acosta of CNN asked a question about what America stands for when it comes to immigration.
The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
There was an extraordinary back and forth after this. Stephen Miller had this to say.
I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty.
That poem is The New Colossus. It was written by Emma Lazarus. The poem was added to the statue's pedestal in 1903 after the statue itself was dedicated in 1886. But Lazarus wrote that sonnet to help raise money for the statue's pedestal 3 years earlier. So we've been asking you for your take on where you think America stands on immigration and where we should stand in 2017.
This is Mark. I'm calling from Bradford, Massachusetts. My mother immigrated from Eastern Europe, from Romania to Vienna and eventually New York in 1921. I have always been amazed at what they had to go through to get here, beginning with the Russian pogrom of their village, to being homeless refugees, to eventually here in the United States. I am extremely proud to be the son of an immigrant, and my heart goes out to those being stopped or prevented by the new policies of the White House. This is not what that wonderful quote on the Statue of Liberty implies.
My name's Marie McManus. I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio. My grandparents were born in Utrecht, Holland. My grandmother came through Ellis Island when she was 16, and my grandfather when he was in his early 20s. They settled in Dayton, Ohio, and raised 11 Americans.
Kevin from Manchester, New Hampshire. Regarding immigration, I'm happy they're putting in an English requirement. If you look at some of the illegals that they have recently arrested, the parents don't speak English, and they've been here 20 years. So I think it's about time we do that. These people come in and take advantage of the system. They don't simulate. They create neighborhoods all by themselves.
Now, part of the Republican proposal says that people who learn English get a preference for immigration. And Julia Yaffe, who's a staff writer for The Atlantic and was born in Russia, tweeted this on Wednesday. She said, I didn't speak English when I immigrated to the United States. Now I get paid to write in it. Just saying.
This is Jim Curry, and I'm calling from Central Ohio. My grandparents on both sides came to the U.S. through Ellis Island between World War I and the Depression. I think often of what recent immigrants we are to this country and how lucky we are. We need to reflect on and embrace the words inscribed on the Statue of Liberty or risk the loss of what America really means.
Hi, this is Beth Hartwig from Schaumburg, Illinois. Of course, Americans don't still stand behind that message. Of course, to be fair, they never did. My Italian ancestors were poor and huddled and tired in the mid to late 1800s, and they weren't welcomed. It's a lovely yet empty sentiment.
You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or head to The Takeaway's Facebook page.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.